It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and for the next 45 minutes or so, well, 47 minutes, we'll be opening the lines up to anybody that has something that they would like to sell. Now, we do take most things, but we do not take things that require registration, houses and cars and that sort of thing. If you have to do any sort of registration of the item, we will not put that on Swap Shop. But you give us a call, and you tell us what you have to sell. Excuse me, I'm a little verklempt right now. Tell us what you have to sell, and give us your phone number. If you want to, you can tell us how much you'd like to get for it, and we'll put it on the air and see if we haven't got some listeners that are interested in buying it from you. Or you can also tell us, I'm looking for something. And if you're looking for something, you want a new bicycle or a used bicycle, you can ask people for that, and they'll give you, again, you have to give us your phone number, but they'll give you a call and they'll say, hey, I got a used bicycle, I'd like $10 for it. And you can negotiate that with the person. And or another thing, we have people that call in occasionally and say, I've got a yard sale going on this weekend. Stop, and then you have to give the address, of course. You can leave a phone number on that in case somebody wants to call to find out where it is. You can do that. Or if you have an event, your neighborhood is doing a big yard sale, or your church is doing a luncheon or something like that that they like to have advertised, you can call us and do that sort of thing as well. So what you do, you can call us at 740-383-9944, I was going to give you that a second time. I ought to do that. 740-383-9944. And we'll put it on the air, or you can send it to us, put it on a letter and say, hey, this is what I'd like to sell, and would you announce it on Swap Shop? Send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure you put on there WWGH as well. All right. And we have a couple of things that we are supposed to announce here. The Gary Lyon Trio is going to have their special guest, the James Rainey Trio, and they're going to have a Southern Gospel concert going on July 15th at 7 p.m. at the File Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street here in Marion, Ohio. For more information about that, you can call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's going to be the Southern Gospel Concert with the Gary Lyons Trio as well as the James Rainey Trio. That might be kind of interesting. July 15th at 7 p.m. All All right. Then one other thing here. What is this telling me? Lunch the first ladies luncheon is going to go on Saturday, August 6th, from 11 to 1 p.m. Now it sounds a little early, but you have to get your tickets before July 15th, so it's a little closer than you think. The event will be at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium, and the event pricing is $25. The first ladies that will be there: Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. Could be interesting, right? They also have a phone number you can call if you need to get tickets: 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Or you can go online, www.marianhistory.com. Okay? Let's see if there's anything else here. That's all I have for right now. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. And we will we will try to get your stuff on, try to get it sold or find it for you. All right? You're listening to Swap Shop. Now, today I'm going to give away something. All right? Are you ready for this? I was given this by Stephanie Bettman. She brought it herself right to the studio. And there's a CD. It's called Timeless. It's Bettman and Haltman. Now, the reason why we're going to give this away, they're going to be out at the OSUM for 5 nights on campus tonight. I think it's 7 o'clock. Bettman and Haltman, and they're going to be doing a lot of tunes and discussion. Oh, wait a minute. We've got a phone call. Let me go to the phone. If I can figure out how to do this. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to advertise a moving sale that I'm having.
Excellent. We'll be glad to put it on the air for you. Moving sale. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. When is it going to start?
It's going to be this Saturday.
Saturday.
June 4th.
Okay.
From 9 to 3.
Uh-huh. 9 to 3.
Yes, and it's going to be at 1995.
1995.
Matheny, M-A-T-H-E-N-Y Avenue here in Marion. It is north on Pole Lane Road.
Okay. North on Pole Lane.
It's actually north of the Marion Airport. Now, can I tell you anything that I'm going to have or not?
Sure. You can mention things, yeah.
Sure. We're going to have tools and furniture, mm-hmm. A lot of household items, some adult clothing, some holiday decorations, little electronics, toys, videos, just a little bit of everything.
Okay. So you'll have...
And that's from 9 to 3.
9 to 3.
June 4th, this Saturday.
On Matheny Avenue. Did I get that right?
Yes, it's in Grandview Estates.
M-A-T-H-E-N-Y?
Right.
Okay. All right, let me read this back to you. I did it kind of shorthand, so it's going to be...
Oh, sure.
It's a moving sale. It's going to be on Saturday, June 4th, from 9 to 3. I hope you have great weather. And it's going to be at 1995 Matheny Avenue. That's you go north on Pulling Road, and it's over to the left, right?
Yes, it's just past the airport.
Yep.
In the old... you go past Lykins Road, and then you turn left on to Matheny.
Okay, and you're going to have tools and furniture, electronic stuff, toys, all sorts. It's going to be you're going to have everything in there, it sounds like.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah.
Yes, like I said, since it's a moving sale, but,
yeah.
A lot of little everything. So
okay.
I just hope everybody can make it out there, and hope the weather is good. I think it's supposed to be nice.
Great. We'll announce this 2 or 3 times during the show then. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you so much, and have a great day.
Well, I hope you have a great sale.
Oh, thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that sounds like fun. A moving sale. A little bit of everything. How can you go wrong with a little bit of everything? Moving sale moving sale Saturday, June 4th. Boy, January, where'd that come from? June 4th from 9 to 3 at 1995 Matheny Avenue. And that's, you go out north on Pole Lane Road and look to the left after you go past the airport. They got tools, furniture, electronics, toys, all sorts of stuff she mentioned, okay? Hope you get out there and you're able to pick up an item or two that you need for your house. Okay, now I'm going to tell you about this CD that you can win. And our trivia questions today are going to be on D-Day. D-Day is fairly soon. I'm not going to tell you when because that's going to be the answer you have to give me. Oh, we got another phone call. Hang on. We're going to go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. For some reason or other, I'm not getting you. Are you there? Oh, I lost you. All right. Call back, please. I'm sorry. I pushed the button maybe too many times or too fast. I'm not quite sure which. Anyway, this CD that we're going to give away, they have all sorts of songs on it, and the one that I really like the most, well, one of the ones that I hadn't heard in a long time is Nature Boy. Nature Boy was made popular by Nat King Cole, and oh my, what a song. It's a terrific song. You ought to hear it. And these are kind of inspiring songs. That's what they do. My show this morning was semi-inspiring, right? I was trying to help people ask themselves some questions they hadn't thought about asking. But anyway, if you know the answer to this question and are the first person to call in, you can come here any Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday after 4 p.m. and pick it up. Okay, you ready? The question, what was the date of D-Day? And I need the year too, because it's not a year that everybody would know for sure. Okay, the date of D-Day, which happened in Normandy as the American and the Allies stormed ashore there in Normandy. What was the date? Okay, give us a call if you want to pick up this album, and it looks like there are some terrific songs on it, including It's Only a Paper Moon, Autumn Leaves, All of Me, Summertime, Moon River, Nature Boy, Cry Me a River. Those are all on there, okay? If you know the answer to that, we'll be glad to hold it for you, and you can pick it up any Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday after 4 here at the radio station, 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something that you want to sell or get, or some event that you want to promote, give us a call here, 740-383-9944, and we'll talk about it, okay? Anyway, D-Day. I'm going to go back and pull up some of these questions about D-Day. Well, not really questions. They're facts about D-Day. It was derived from the word day, with the D-Day meaning the day on which military operations begin. The term D-Day has been used for other operations as well. And it happened, Allied landings in Normandy. Okay, now you need to tell me what the date was. Let's go back to the phone and see if we can get the answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was calling in to see if somebody might be moving or something, if they would have a washer and a dryer
washer.
In really good shape and not a real old set.
Okay, washer, dryer, not old, not too old, in good working order. And you need both of them, I assume?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good working order. Who can they call, or how can they call? What's the
phone number?
740-341-5719. Okay, let me read this.
I thought if somebody was moving, they're probably in good working order. Maybe they don't want to take them or something.
Well, we just had a lady call in about a moving sale out at 1995 Matheny Avenue this coming Saturday between 9 and 3. Maybe she's got something out there she might. But also, anybody else can give you a call. You're looking for a washer and a dryer, not too old, in pretty good shape. Well, in good working order. And the phone number is 740-341-5719. Did I get that right?
That's right.
Okay, let's find it for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we're going to find that for her, I hope. She didn't really give a price, but you can negotiate that with the lady. She's looking for a washer-dryer combination. She doesn't want a really old one. She'd like a relatively new one, so the price is going to be a little bit better. It needs to be in good working order, 740-341-5719. Okay? I guess that takes care of that. Okay, nobody has given us the date. If you have the date of D-Day, I will give you a CD, which includes lots of songs by Bettman and Haltman, and they're going to be out at OSUM tonight at the Five Nights on Campus. Bettman and Haltman are going to be out there doing their songs and their inspirational stuff, and we'd be glad to encourage you to go out there and see them. I'm not quite sure what the cost is, but I'm sure they have tickets at the door. Okay, if you know what the date of D-Day was, and I mean the date including the year of D-Day, we will give you a copy of this CD set. Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's get back to a little bit of trivia about, and it's really not trivia. It's just information about D-Day. I'm not going to tell you what the date was. I'll tell you if we don't get somebody that calls in, I'll tell you at the end of the show. It was also called Operation Overlord. That's what they called it in Europe. I'm trying to see if it tells me the invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe. The invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe was called Operation Overlord. Now, it's coming up soon. It's this coming week. That's why we're doing this information today. On October 1941, way before this happened, Winston Churchill told Captain Lord Lewis Mountbatten to start thinking about an invasion of Europe. Boy, he was way ahead of the game, huh? All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Would that be June the 14th, 1942?
No, you're about 3 years off. Well, you're a couple years off, and the date was not the 14th. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Keep trying. Okay. Yeah, no, it wasn't the 14th. Let me drop this. Yes, I got it. But thanks for the call. Yeah, it was not the 14th. D-Day. There was a big movie about it, D-Day. Scary movie, if you watched it. The thing that was scariest was the Allies had those little clickers, you know, they sound like crickets, that they would identify another member of the good guys by clicking it twice, you know, click, click, like that. And the person who was also with the Allies would click back, so you would feel comfortable at night that you were not walking into a problem. Well, in the movie, the guy clicks twice, and then he hears two clicks, but the two clicks he hears is somebody shoving a round into their rifle, and he stands up and gets blown away. It was really kind of ugly. Anyway, now that was obviously a movie. It was not the fact. I don't know if anything like that really did happen. But anyway, Winston Churchill asked Captain Lord Lewis Mountbatten to arrange some form of invasion of Europe, because he had a feeling that they were going to be fighting Hitler for a while. Let's see here. Britain's Lieutenant General Sir Frederick Morgan was appointed the Chief of Staff to the Supreme Allied Commander, and in April of 1943 was told to prepare a full-scale assault against the continent. So they kept building it up. The first one was started, what did it say, October of 42 by Winston Churchill, and then it moved on to, they decided they were going to do a full scale of the continent. On 7 December 1943, the U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt met with U.S. General Dwight D. Eisenhower in Tunis and told him he would be commanding the invasion of the Nazi-occupied invasion. Now, that was way before the actual invasion into Europe, but which I mentioned earlier started in Normandy. That's on the coastline of France. He was put in, Eisenhower was put in charge of the Supreme Headquarters, and started work coordinating and carrying out the Normandy landings right away. I mean, he was preparing that for quite some time, which was contingent upon weather, tides. There were all sorts of things he had to consider. That's why it took him so long to figure it out. All right. Also, he had to have the right time. He had to convince Hitler to look the different direction as he was doing it. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. If you have something you'd like to sell, or if you're looking for something, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Right now, we're looking for, a lady is having a moving sale on Saturday, June 4th, between 9 and 3, out at 1995 Matheny Avenue, which is just off of Pole Lane Road, north of the airport. She's got tools, furniture, electronics, toys, all sorts of stuff. So that's June 4th between 9 and 3. We also have a lady that's looking for a washer-dryer combination. She'd like it to be in good shape, not terribly old, in good working order. Give her a call at 740-341-5719. Okay? And we have a couple of things that are sent to us. The First Ladies Luncheon, provided by the Marion County Historical Society, will be on Saturday, August 6th, between 11 and 1 p.m. It's located, it'll be at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium, pricing is $25. They're going to have Abigail Fillmore, that's Millard Fillmore's wife, Frances Cleveland, Grover Cleveland's wife, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. So I'm sure you know who the husbands of those two were. You can order those tickets. You can go to Heritage Hall, which is at 169 East Church Street, or you can call them 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Or go to www.marionhistory.com to get your tickets. Now, the reason why they're announcing it so early is because you have to get your reservations in by July 15th. All right. We are also having, let's see, what else, what time is it? Got to look at the time here. All right. We are also have a an announcement about Southern Gospel Music is going to be played July 15th at 7 p.m. at the Five Memorial Baptist Church. I'm sorry. That always throws me off, here in Marion, Ohio. And that'll be July 15th at 7 p.m. Okay, let's go back to the phone, if I can get my fingers to the right place. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
I got something to put on this, on your show.
Okay, tell me.
I'm calling for a buddy. He's got a 2004 Dodge Stratus. He's got two of them. They don't run, but they got good doors, windows, mirrors, alternators, starters, tires on them.
Okay. So and it's really he says for cheap. Parts. For parts, right? Okay. Yeah, because we can't take one that's running. That's against
the rules. No, they're not running. I know you don't sell cars.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wants to piece them out before he gets rid of them.
Okay.
And there are good parts like alternator and starter, anything
sure.
bad, just stuff like that.
Okay, and it's going to be cheap. You said it was cheap. I like that.
Okay, his number is
419-563-5559. Okay, let me read this back to you. He's got two 2004 Dodge Stratuses, and he's parting them out. They're not selling them as a car. He's just selling the parts.
No, they're four doors, too. They're four doors.
Okay, four doors.
And they're red in color, so if somebody needs a fender or something like that,
okay,
red. You know.
Okay, yeah, that's good. And
it says just leave a message, and he'll get back with them.
Okay, leave a message. Okay, and his
if he can't get a hold of him, they just call and leave a message. He'll get back. The guy works midnight.
Sure. Okay. And his number, I've got his number, is 419-563-5559. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right. We'll try and get rid of that for him. And okay. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, Glenn. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That sounds like interesting stuff. Now, again, that he was selling... They're not selling the cars as, you know, transportation. They're selling those cars just to part them out. So we can take that sort of thing. All right. Where were we? We were talking about D-Day. And you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. And we'll go back over these items here in a couple minutes. Let's see what else I got going on here. All information pertaining to the invasion was marked Bigot, a classification even more secret than top secret, bigot, B-I-G-O-T, that's what it says. That was the way, you know, they stamp on the top secret stuff, they stamp a thing that says top secret. Well, apparently on this stuff, they had bigot stamped on it. All right, interesting, I wonder why they chose that word. Okay. D-Day was originally planned for a day, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's in June. It's this coming week, because we got tickets for, or we have a CD that we're giving away. If you can tell me the date and the year of D-Day, the CD is called Timeless, and it's Bettman and Halpman. They're going to be out at OSUM tonight at Five Nights on Campus. Anyway, the original D-Day was planned for a day in June, but it had to be delayed by 24 hours because of bad weather. And even then, if I recall correctly, and I was not alive at the time, but from what I've read and looked at, even then, the window that they could move on it was very narrow. It wasn't a whole day. There was only a certain period of time that they could move on it. All right. This is kind of interesting. Eisenhower smoked up to 4 packets of Camels a day in the months running up to D-Day. I'm surprised he didn't pass away before D-Day happened. That's a lot of cigarettes. The most I ever got, I may have gotten up to 3 packs of cigarettes. But most of the, when I was smoking, most of the time it was 2 packs a day. Back then, you could buy a pack of cigarettes, by the way, for, depending on what type, Lucky's, probably 25 cents a pack. If they were a filtered cigarette, it'd probably be closer to 50 cents a pack. When I started. I was 12 years old when I started. What a terrible thing I did. Anyway, and I quit when my eldest son was born, because I accidentally dropped an ash on his face. Fortunately, the ash was not burning when I was leaning over the crib and it fell off my cigarette. Hard way to learn to quit smoking, but so I smoked for about 12 years and then quit cold right then and there. Montgomery, who is the leader of the European group, was unlike Eisenhower, didn't smoke anything, and he didn't drink anything. He was a teetotaler. Is it teetotaler or teetoter? I'm not quite sure about that. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop. If you have anything to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Is that right? 9944. Yeah, that's right. 740-383-9944. We have a lady called in about her moving sale. It's going to be on Saturday, June 4th, between 9 and 3 in the afternoon, out at 1995 Matheny Avenue. That's out on just off of North Pole Lane, just north of the airport there, over to the left as you're heading north. They've got tools and furniture and electronics and toys and all sorts of stuff. So get on out there to 1995 Matheny Avenue on June 4th between 9 and 3 in the afternoon. We have a lady that's looking for a washer-dryer combination. She'd like it not old, in good working order. So she's looking for something that she can put in her house and it won't be an embarrassment. make sure it's in good working order and make sure it's not old. It's pretty new, you know, that type of thing. If you have that, give her a call and negotiate the price at 740-341-5719. That's 740-341-5719. And then I have a gentleman called in for another person who has two 2004 Dodge Stratuses. Now, he's not selling them as transportation. He's parting them out. So if you need a regulator, or you need a, I don't know, maybe a muffler. Probably not a muffler at that age. But anyway, if you need a part, or he says they're red. So let's say you need a red fender. He's got that. Okay. So he's going to sell the parts, and they're going to be cheap. 419-563-5559. Let me give you that again. 419-563-5559. And if you don't get a hold of him because he works at night, leave a message, okay? And he'll get back to you. All right. We're moving right along, aren't we? 12:46. Got about 14 minutes more in the Swap Shop. We'll read those back to you one more time. We'll do that before we get off the air. And if you have something, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Okay, what am I looking for? Here we go. There we go. If you know the date, including the day, and, well, you don't have to tell me whether it was a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, but the date Hey, hi. Somebody honking at us. And the year of D-Day. Give us a call, and we will hold for you a CD called Timeless by Bettman and Halpman. And they're the couple of people that are, they're the talent tonight out at, I always forget the name of the thing, Five Nights on Campus, which is out at OSUM tonight. I think it's going to be at 7 o'clock. I'm guessing it's 7. If you want to go out there, I would call ahead to make sure of the time. All right? And I'm sure they have tickets on sale. All right? This is kind of amazing. How many... Oh, let's go to the phone before we get amazed, okay? Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
I don't have any connection with anything I'm going to say.
Okay.
I'm looking online, and they tell me that there's a garage sale at 351 Brightwood Drive. Now, that's the same street that Benjamin Harrison's on, Brightwood
okay.
Drive, and they have a washer and dryer.
Oh, good.
So the lady that wanted the washer and dryer might be interested in going to
Excellent.
Brightwood Drive, 351, and it's June the 3rd and the 4th.
June 3rd and 4th. Now, Brightwood Drive, right? Did you say Brightwood Drive?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Very good. I'll pass that along on
Thank
the air.
You.
Thank you
Bye.
For calling back. Bye-bye. All right. What a nice lady to think of somebody else. The lady who is looking for a washer-dryer that's not old and wood, good working order. Her phone number is 740-341-5719. Well, one of our callers called in and said there is a garage sale going on at 351 Brightwood Drive over there by the school going on June 3rd and 4th, and they have a washer-dryer for sale. So you might, if you don't get something on the phone, drive by there. Maybe they've got something that would be worthwhile. All right? All right. This is something that will amaze you. I promise that, right? Yeah. By the way, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble here on WWGH. During the preparation of D-Day, how many maps do you think they drew up? How many maps? You know, they weren't road maps. They were maps of probably of France and the coastline and stuff like that. How many maps do you suppose they drew up? 17 million. Holy cow! How long does it take to draw up 17 million maps, even if you have 100 people working on it? Oh, crazy. They really had to prepare for it, though. It was something that 17 million maps. That's just beyond belief. Anyway. Oh, we got another phone call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, if, I'm just calling. I'm not selling anything, but I'm just asking.
Okay.
If anybody is selling a push mower for cheap, you know, like reasonable.
Sure.
They don't got to be brand new. If they call me, I'd, you know, make a deal with them, like to buy it from them.
Okay, no, I assume you're talking about a gas power, not a...
not electric. I'm looking for a gas one.
Okay. And phone number they can reach at?
That's 419-560-5154.
5154. Okay, let me read
that. Yeah, I got a rider, but it's, you know, those spots that you can't get with a rider.
Absolutely. Yeah, now, I don't have a rider, so I get to all the spots. It just takes me a lot longer.
Yeah.
Okay, you're looking for a push mower, a gas push mower. And you'll negotiate the price. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? It has to run.
No.
Well.
And, as long as it runs.
Yeah. 419-560-5154. Is that right?
Yeah, and ask for Ron.
Okay, ask for Ron. All right, I will put it on one more time before we get off the air. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, I think I got everything turned off and on. Let's see. Can I hear myself? Yeah, I can hear myself. All right. Anyway, this is kind of an interesting fact about D-Day. And I guess we're not going to be able to get rid of that CD, but that's okay. Make sure if you're interested in seeing their show, you can stop out or call out to OSUM and ask about how you can get tickets for Five Nights to campus on campus here tonight. Okay, let's go to the phone again. Busy day here on Swap Shop. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, that guy wants a push mower out on Hughes Road toward Prospect. There's always a place there on the curb that usually has a couple of mowers for sale.
That's out by Prospect on Hughes?
Yeah, it's on Hughes Road going into Prospect. It's okay. On the curb as you head into Prospect.
I will pass that along to him. Maybe he can get out there. Thank you so much for your help.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye. I hope you heard that. Out on Hughes Road, as you're going out to Prospect, there is a place that has on the side of the road, they have push mowers like that for sale all the time. So maybe, Ron, if that's something you can get out to, that might be a place to pick up that push mower that you're looking for. Hey, we've got about 7 more minutes left to go here. You're listening to Swap Shop. A very busy morning on Swap Shop. Let me go over everything one last time here. Well, I'm going to hold off for another minute or so before I go over everything. Let me go over the things that were sent to us, though. Getting ready for the First Ladies Luncheon. The event date is Saturday, August 6th. I know that sounds a little early, but you have to get your ticket requests in by July 15th. So that's why we're doing it a little early. The event is going to be Saturday, August 6th, 11 to 1 p.m. It'll be out at Tri Rivers Career Center Auditorium. That's out there right by Menards, out in that way. Okay. Event pricing is $25. Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan will be the guest first ladies there. If you are interested, you can get to Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street, and ask them for tickets. Or you can call 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Or go online, www.marionhistory.com, and you can get your tickets for the First Ladies Luncheon. That's it. I went last year to the lunch or dinner with the presidents or whatever. Meet and Dine with the Presidents is what it's called. I went to it and I really enjoyed it. You really need to get out there. Also, Southern Gospel Music is going to be had by all. The Gary Lyons Trio, along with the James Rainey Trio, are going to put this on July 15th at 7 p.m. File Memorial Baptist Church at 487 David Street here in Marion. That's where it's going to be. And if you have questions, give Gary Lyons a call at 740-692-1141, and you can listen to the Gary Lyons Trio along with the James Rainey Trio for gospel music. Okay, we got that taken care of. I will wait one more minute to read the last of this stuff, and I hope you've had a good day. I'm a little bit on pins and needles right now because I'm kind of waiting for financing for my RV. I just got a call while I was off the air saying, well, we got a little problem here, a little problem there. I hate that. Okay. Oh, how come my headphones are working better now? Okay. All right, let's go back over the stuff that has been called in. There's going to be a moving sale, and the moving... my microphone is... I cannot hear it. There we go. Well, I'm going to My little green lights are moving up and down, so I guess you can hear me. Moving sale's going to be on Saturday, June 4th, between 9 and 3 in the afternoon. And it'll be at 1995 Matheny Avenue. That's out there off of Pole Lane Road, north of the airport. Oh, we got a phone call. Let me go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know I called in last week about a pool pump member.
Yeah.
Well, I got one.
All right.
About 10 minutes after the program, and it was a real good price of zero. So,
oh, I love those prices. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to let you know it worked real good.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling.
Right.
Bye-bye. It's nice to get positive feedback like that. He was looking for a pool pump, and he got it for $0. That, you can't beat that, can you? All right. We have a lady that's looking for a washer dryer. She doesn't want an old one. She wants a fairly new one, but in good working order. 740-341-5719. I hope she has as much luck as the gentleman who was looking for a pool pump and got it for zero. And right after the show was off. All right. We also have a gentleman. He has two 2004 Dodge Stratuses. Now, I know we don't do cars, but this is just for parts. They're not selling them as transportation. They're just selling them for parts. And they'll be cheap. They're red cars in case you're looking for a fender or, you know, a hood or something like that. They're red cars. 5559. Let me read that back to you. 419-563-5559. And if you get no response, leave a message because he'll get back to you. Sometimes my dyslexia jumps in at me and throws the numbers off. All right. Gentleman looking for a push gas lawnmower. Doesn't have to be a great one. Just has to be working. 419-560-5154 and ask for Ron. And we got a notification that there's a place down on Hughes Road outside of Prospect that sells that type of thing out on the street, I guess. So you might check down there, Ron. Hughes Road in Prospect. All right. And then apparently there is a garage sale on 351 Brightwood Drive, June 3rd and 4th, where they have a washer dryer. So that's just information for that lady that was looking for one. Okay, we're going to have to get out of here. We've had a good 3 hours, and I think we're done with what we had to do. Okay, thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Coble. You've been listening to Swap Shop, and we're out of here. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star of the